The world commemorated the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. On Saturday, February 24, rallies and demonstrations are being held in over 45 communities across Canada, according to a release from the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress. For 2 years, the heroic Ukrainian people have stood up to Russia's brutal, barbaric aggression. To ensure that Ukraine defeats Russia, Canada and our allies must urgently provide Ukraine with more weapons and ammunition, stated Ihor Mykolchyshyn, UCC CEO. Thank you to everyone in Canada from coast to coast to coast for their support. For 2 years, the Ukrainian people have bravely resisted and the Ukrainian armed forces have fought heroically against a ruthless, well-armed Russian enemy. Russia is committing genocide against the Ukrainian people. Russia wants to destroy Ukraine and annihilate the Ukrainian people, continued the release. Russia is purposefully targeting Ukrainian civilians and civilian infrastructure in cities and towns, as 97% of Russia's over 7,000 cruise and ballistic missile attacks have targeted civilians. In Bucha, Izium, and many other places, Russia executed Ukrainian civilians en masse. Russian soldiers are raping women and girls. Russia is abducting Ukrainian children, and forcing Ukrainian children into re-education camps. Russia is trying to erase the Ukrainian identity and culture of a generation of Ukrainian children. While Ukrainian authorities have been able to identify over 20,000 children stolen by Russia, the total number of Ukrainian children abducted is far, far higher. Russian President Putin has been indicted by the International Criminal Court for this act of genocide. On the second anniversary of Russia's war, it is vital that the world remember the plight of thousands of Ukrainian children, and that Russia is trying to steal their future. The world must act to force Russia to stop this atrocity. The only way this war will end is with victory for Ukraine. Anything short of that is just delaying the inevitable reckoning with a murderous, despotic, and totalitarian regime. Ukraine is not a foreign and faraway land. Ukraine borders on four NATO states. If Ukraine fails, Putin will be emboldened to invade our allies and our sons and daughters will have to fight for our collective freedom. Anything short of Ukrainian victory is inviting further invasion from Russia, but this time into NATO countries, which will require Canadians to put boots on the ground to defend their NATO allies. This war will end when the allies give Ukraine what Ukraine needs to win. We need to give Ukraine what Ukraine needs to expel the Russian army out of Ukraine. If we fail to support Ukraine and ensure Ukrainian victory, the security of all of Canada's NATO allies will be threatened by Russia's imperialist aggression. Ukraine needs far more weapons and economic support than we have provided to win the war. There is over $300 billion in Russian state, sovereign and central bank assets frozen in the West. Mostly in the EU, UK and US. Canada and our allies need to make these assets available to Ukraine as soon as possible. The UCC's call to action. The Ukrainian-Canadian community is grateful to everyone from coast to coast to coast in Canada who has supported Ukraine these last two very difficult years. Hundreds of thousands of Canadians have given their time, generously donated money to support Ukraine. Thank you. Dyakuyu. The UCC asks everyone to support the UCC's policy priorities. The UCC calls on Canada and our allies to 1. Immediately provide Ukraine with more air defense systems. 2. Immediately provide Ukraine with more weapons, long-range artillery, tanks, rockets, so that Ukraine can liberate all occupied Ukrainian territory and defeat the Russian army. 3. Develop an international strategy to free the tens of thousands of children abducted by Russia. 4. Seize all Russian sovereign, state, and central bank assets frozen in the West and provide these assets to Ukraine. 5. Designate Russia a state supporter of terrorism. 6. Expel all Russian diplomats.